You're listening to Mind to Muscle. My name's Chantel.
And I'm Meg. Whether you're tuning in from your bed, a walk on the treadmill, or your commute to work, we are so happy you're here.
If you're back listening to us from our previous episodes, or if it's your first time tuning into Mind to Muscle, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Guys, we're on episode 11.
Yeah, we are.
I think we only had 11 episodes in season one.
Yeah, we
which
did.
Which is crazy. Because I don't think we have any plans to cut our season short, like stop it right now. Like, this definitely isn't a plan to be a last episode.
No, no, no.
By any means at all.
Especially this one.
Yeah. No. God, no. This one might be a mess.
Guys,
apologies in advance.
It's 11 p.m. And, like, let me just tell you, that is way past Meg and I. Yeah, she's yawning.
I'm yawning, like, as Chantal's saying this.
Yeah, it's past our bedtime beyond. And, like, it's been a day. And if I tell you, like, today would have been the day where we just could have not done it, it would have been today.
Oh, yeah. And, like, we were getting signs. Like, things just kept coming up.
I know. We literally were like, should we not record? But,
and this is, we've talked about this before, but us always being in a, like, one of us is always, like, the one that makes it happen when, when somebody else is feeling like, oh, should we maybe not do that? And I feel like I played the role of, should we maybe not do that today? Like, things just kept happening.
I kind of ignored Meg when she said it.
Like, she just wouldn't respond to me. I'm like, okay, yeah, we are recording it tonight. Because I'm like, are you sure we should do this tonight? Like, things keep coming up. And just no response. And here we are.
Yeah, and it's Saturday night. And I never work Saturdays unless I'm doing, like, working a wedding. But I worked all day today. And it was an incredible, insanely busy day. So Meg came and met me at the salon after my work day. So I just, like, kept rolling. I'm like, okay, no, this was the plan. We're recording. But so many things kept happening, like speed bumps getting in our way, being like, maybe not tonight. Maybe not tonight. And Meg did bring it up. And I'm like, nope, we're just doing it. Like, there's no other option here.
She said that in her head on the outside. She's just like, shut up. We're doing this.
Oh, my goodness. It's
but
crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so, contrary to how much we talk about, like, making shit happen and getting things done, I am so quick to talk myself out of things.
No,
like,
easily.
That's why I need you for the accountability, because I'm always down for, let's try again another day. We'll just pack it in tonight and go sit on the couch and veg out at home.
Mm-hmm. I know. But you know what? It's like, I'm so easy to do that too, but I don't know. It's, I don't even know, honestly. I'm so tired right now. I'm like,
literally,
what am I saying?
As I'm saying sentences, I'm like, is this making sense?
I know.
Like, my this eyes are actually the, getting tired.
This may be the messiest episode yet. And that's okay.
It might be. That's all right.
We're having a call. I need this coffee because I have a drive ahead of me when I'm done here. And I'm like, whew, all right.
And I'm drinking this coffee right now. And I feel like
so stupid.
Oh my God, this is so dumb. Anyways. We're talking about drinking coffee, and I was just gonna, okay. I'm drinking this coffee right now, and I will be able to fall asleep in an hour's time. Like,
oh,
it will
absolutely
be no problem.
Caffeine doesn't bother me.
It
like
doesn't
that,
do anything
for pre-workout.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I went to the gym late, like a few weeks ago at night, and I took pre-workout.
But you had legit pre-workout,
yeah,
didn't you?
I actually don't take that anymore, and I have no plans on doing it ever again.
Yeah.
Like, and I felt just, like, I was on drugs, and I was not okay.
I only say legit pre-workout because Chantel and I started taking a pre-workout that is, like, for anybody that works out and takes pre-workout, you would know that, like, the standard pre-workout makes you jittery and itchy and feel like you're crazy. Mm-hmm. It literally gives you the feeling of, like, I need to move my body right now. Like, I cannot be still. I always thought before taking it that it was going to be like an energy boost, like it would get me, like, really excited and hyped up. But no, it literally just makes you so uncomfortable being still in your body that you have to go move.
It makes me so hot and itchy. Like, I feel like a psychopath.
Yeah, but that's the type of pre-workout we used to take, and we found a pre-workout that was, those pre-workouts that I was just talking about have an excessive amount of caffeine in them. And now we take one that has just, like, the amount of, like, a strong cup of coffee. So
it's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's a
like to the point where this is, like, TMI maybe, but before, I couldn't even take pre-workout when I was on my period, remember?
No. I'm sorry. I don't think that was shared with me. Why? Why not?
Remember, I would be like super anxious when I was on my period and I had to like slow down on coffee.
I don't remember this. I feel bad because like you definitely would have told me, but that's crazy.
I'm trying to think of like if I at that time, if I didn't tell you, like, I would guess I just told Rye. I don't know. Like, he knows then. I don't know. What the fuck?
I was going to, like, you want to talk TMI. This is definitely what I thought you were going to say, but this is TMI. The pre-workout used to make me, like, immediately need to poop.
Oh, yes.
Like,
oh,
I would, like be drinking it. Literally, like, I'd be drinking it on the way to the gym, and, like, I would have to poop before I could work out.
Right away when you get to the gym.
I hate going to the bathroom at the gym. Ugh. I hate peeling those leggings off of my body after I just freaking molded them to my body in the first place.
I know. Yeah.
I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I've used the bathroom at a gym.
Really?
I never, ever use it.
Interesting. You know what, though? Like, I'm a little different because I used to get ready for work at the gym. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like I just, if I got to pee, I pack myself in my car and go home and I pee. But if you have to stay there and get ready.
All over the place this episode already is.
It's like, such a mess. What I feel is actually crazy right now because I'm like half awake.
I know, same. This is so funny. It's like a sleepy time episode and I'm okay. It's okay. I'm okay with it.
But like the furthest thing from a lullaby, like this is going to keep you up.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I was going to touch on our last episode, how we chatted a little bit about alcohol and I...
A little bit? Sorry, that wasn't even like...
I'm not editing this out. Like,
holy... The whole episode was about alcohol.
Maybe we'll just,
that's
like,
not
do...
even funny. Like, you know, I think we are past the point of...
You know what? Maybe we should just do a raw episode and not, like, hardly edit anything out. I'm so down for that.
We can do that, for sure.
That's great.
I feel like, I mean, maybe this would be the one for it to be, because...
No, this has to be, because, I mean...
You're like, because I'm not gonna, I can't.
I don't know how to edit this one, guys. I just don't know how to do it.
I was actually just thinking that, for the record, we don't edit much out. Sometimes we'll get like a little bit off track and then come back to what we're talking about. But for this one, I'm like just sitting here listening to us talk. I'm like, I don't even know what is staying in and what's not and at like, this point.
What are we even talking about? Do we have a direction?
What are we doing?
I don't think we do.
I'm so sorry to cut you off. I don't know why I thought it was so funny that you said we talked a little bit about alcohol.
It's okay. I don't even know where I was going with that. I was just going to say, like, it was nice to have a few people that reached out to me afterwards. Mm-hmm. There was one lady who, like, said she resonated with what I was saying so much and was in the same position for so long using alcohol as a coping mechanism and all these things, and she felt so alone and didn't feel like she could really tell anyone that. So hearing that episode brought her so many emotions. And hold it together, Meg. This is a serious topic right now.
It has nothing to do with what you're saying right now. I'm just giggly.
It was just so sweet because I was like, that's how I felt too, like for so long. So it was so nice. And this week we do not have a topic, clearly. Let's just put it out there that my last client of the day, it was a complete shit show.
Oh my God.
So if anyone knows anything about hair and like the process of getting your hair done, in a blonding service, whatever, there, I was at the toning part and at the salon, the sinks are like around the corner, okay, from the front of the salon. The salon front lights are off. Like, we were the only ones in the salon. Door was locked because there's some crazies that like to roam around in the area. And I'm chilling with my client. She's great. I love her. We're at the best part of your appointment. I put a blanket on her, have her feet up. It's great. We hear someone banging on the glass window. And I instantly was like, oh gosh, it's Jerry, like this homeless crazy guy. I'm like, oh no, what's happening? And we left it because we were both like, okay, we're not going to answer it. Obviously, we're closed. Like, leave us alone. And then a few minutes later, it gets more persistent and loud. Like, someone's like needing our attention. So I put her roots on, her root smudge, whatever. I'm like, okay, Brie, I'm just going to go like take a little glance and see. And I walked around the corner and there was this lady like waving her hands at me. And I'm like, oh gosh. So I walked over, opened the door, and she's like, is that your car? Is this your car? And I was like, no. And then I'm like, Brie, what kind of car do you drive? And she's like, whatever it is, she names it, and I'm like, yeah, it's my client's. And she goes, did someone hit it? And I was like, yeah. So this girl is in the sink, her hair is soaked, it's minus like 20 out right now, and I was like, I can't clip your hair up because it's gonna go blotchy, so you're gonna have to just like let it be. And just run. So she goes outside, and long story short, this woman tries to park her car beside her and hits her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were doing it so great. Like, we were being so reasonable. We're like, okay, look, we'll go through this, like, under us without the insurance. I'm talking like it's my car too. Her and the lady. And she's like, just give me your phone number, your license, and or like your insurance. And like, we'll go from there. And she refused. Like, she didn't want to give her insurance. So we had to call the police. And she called her bluff. She's like, okay, yeah, I'll call the cops. And we're like, okay, we will.
911. So hello?
There we go. Yeah. And it took the cops, what, like probably 3 hours to come here? Because, yeah, it was 3 hours. Because obviously it's not like an emergency. They have other things going on. It's mm-hmm. a Saturday night. But let me tell you, that threw our night for a loop.
For a freaking loop. I'm telling
Meg to be here by like 6:30. It's 11 o'clock right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the cops didn't get here for so long. And then, like, we were having to deal with that and, like, oh my gosh. Anyways, it was just eventful. And yeah.
And it's been a night. It's holy. Been a night.
And we're tired.
Not so much for me. I mean, I've just been hanging out. I brought Taco Bell. We ate it while we waited for the cops to get here.
I'd love to know who, like, where our Taco Bell girlies are, because it's like hit or miss, right? Like, some people are
some people love it, some people hate it.
We love it.
We love it. I've gotten food poisoning from it, and I still go back.
It's true story.
I still go back. It's so good. You want to talk about pooping again? It does not make me poop.
Me neither.
And people really struggle with it. It's like, Taco Bell, I'm going to be shitting.
No, not me.
Not me.
No.
It's I'm lock and it. Key there, baby. Like, that stuff is staying in. Oh, I'm taking all the nutrients from that Taco Bell.
Oh, my gosh. I love it so much. So much. Anyways, did anyone see Usher on the Halftime Show?
He was great.
He was so great.
You know what? I was actually... Okay, first of all, I saw...
Just don't say anything negative.
I'm not going to say anything negative about him at all. Like, I saw... I think I was, like, listening to a podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything negative. I'm going to question something. I know. You are a ride or die, and you're like, hello, tell me about...
I'm ready.
So, first of all, I was just listening to another podcast of a girl talking about, thinking that he was copying somebody, some other artist, because he was roller skating. And she was saying in her podcast, like,
is like his thing.
I know. She was saying in her podcast, she was like, has he ever even roller skated before? I'm listening to it. I'm like, yes.
Have
like
you seen Usher him in Vegas?
Roller skates. Literally. Have you seen him in Vegas? Such a good show. Chantal and I went to Vegas and saw roller skates there. saw Usher there.
Oh.
But I was very surprised about the chemistry between him and Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
I don't know. Aren't they both married? Like,
they
I was
are.
Just...
They're both like in or they're. Well, he got married right after the Super Bowl. And then I think she's either in a very serious relationship, but I think they're very good friends.
But for I was just watching it and I was like, we know you guys are both married. Like, you don't have to put on the stick that, like,
I know.
Oh, we
know.
Might be like romantically involved, you know.
But it's so funny. Like, remember Usher in Vegas? Like, he is like that with.
Vegas was like, such a good show.
It was insane. It and was then, like, insane. And like, he's like that. Like, I don't know. That's just Usher.
He's so good. Oh my God. I miss his COVID Instagram lives.
Me too. When I forgot just, about like, that. We would just watch him.
He was just so sweaty, like randomly dancing and then coming up to the camera to read the comments and then going back and dancing.
What the heck with his like button pants? Yeah. Like with the snap pants? Oh my gosh. I actually love him. And he has like, okay, we all know I love him, but he has aged so well. Like, obviously, but like, seriously.
I haven't seen him close up.
Oh my gosh.
But I can imagine. Like, I would assume. Crazy. Yeah.
And he's been in the industry now for like 35 years or something insane. And he's just still killing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's just killing it.
Yeah.
I just love him.
Like, I was thinking that while I was watching the Super Bowl halftime show. It's like, you've been in the industry forever and you are doing the Super Bowl halftime show, which is like a massive deal.
Do you want to know why? I saw this meme, this guy on Instagram that I follow. He's like a... he has a podcast and he's like, oh man, I can't find him. I'm trying to search him up. But he posted something about Usher and it was so true. And I'm probably going to botch this right now. So I don't even know why I'm trying. But it was like a photo that said pretty much just saying like how much Usher has done in such a long period of time and still doesn't like let his body go and his like fitness just like shit the bed, right? Mm-hmm. Because he's in such good shape. Like he has all these like X, Y, and Z on his plate, but he's still...
prioritizes taking care of himself. Yeah.
And I was like, that's so true. Yeah. Like, he's a 45, I think he's 45 or something like that, year old man who still looks incredible.
Yeah.
by his own doing.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's his own discipline going into play. Well, that's when it gets busy.
That's when it gets important. Yeah. Like, 45 is not old at all. But that's when it gets, like, at this point, you are now taking care of your body for, like, longevity and mobility.
Yes. And it's just, like, interesting, right? Because people do get lost in this, like, world of age, being like, oh, I'm hit age, whatever. Might as well just, like, who cares?
I was having this conversation with Luke literally just a few days ago. And he told me when he hits, like, 60 or something, he's just going to let go. And I'm like, what do you mean?
No, you will not, Luke. Like, will not do that.
That is when, like, I want to be mobile. I want to be doing things when I'm older. Like, I was just showing Chantel before we started recording. I now teach group fitness classes at a Lifetime gym in our area. And there's another coach there, and she's 71 years old. Like, and this woman is a firecracker. Like,
come on.
And she's jacked. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I love seeing stuff like that. Me because too. It, like, makes me excited to get older. Like, I'll have so much to look forward to. Honestly. Still, and so much to do. And she's ripped. Oh my god, she's so much more in shape than I am.
When you were showing me, I was mind blown. I'm like, that's what I want to be when I grow up. I seriously 100%. Like, I see myself. Someone was asking me this not too long ago about, like, how I visualize my future, and I was like, well, when I'm like 80, I will definitely be a part of, like, a swim club, or like a, you know, like the swim aerobics, or what's it called. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is it aerobics? I don't know. I'm making that up, maybe.
Yeah. No,
but you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, those, like, swim classes that you're all like, do-do-do. Yeah. Like, and that will be me.
I don't understand why that's an older person thing to do.
Remember we wanted to take swimming lessons?
Yeah. I would still take swimming lessons, Arby. But, like, the Aqua Fitness. Sorry. It just came to me as aerobics. I said it. But I think that's also, like, okay, what it's, I think some, like, people call it that. Right. But I don't understand why that's a primarily, like, elderly thing to do.
I'm not sure either.
What's wrong with working out in the water?
It's actually so freaking good for you.
Yeah.
It's so good for you.
It's lighter on your joints and stuff. Obviously, like, gravity isn't weighing you down, but, like, we should all work out in the water. I don't know. That seems fun.
Fun. So cute. But yeah, I see myself being so freaking active. And I used to always watch this lady on Instagram too. She's, like, in her 80s and she's still doing gymnastics. She was, like, a gymnast, and she still does, like, swinging around on things. And I'm like, you freaking badass. I love this for you. Like, that's so great. Anyways.
I love seeing people like that, because I, like, sometimes get in my head that, like, fitness is, like, primarily, like, a something when you're younger. Mm-mm. And obviously it's not at all. But, like, that's why I love seeing people in shape at that age and being so mobile and doing so much, because it makes, like, the thought of getting older less scary. Totally. Like, and the only reason getting older is scary is because, like, I don't want to slow down. But, like, you see these people and they have not slowed down at all.
No, and, like, some people got introduced to fitness later in life and they're, like, thriving at older age just because they're, like, moving their bodies and taking care of themselves. And it's so great to see, you know?
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok today, actually, and it was this girl who posted a video about her husband, and it was so cute. And she was like, the best thing I love watching my husband do, or something. And it was a video of him a year and a half ago, super overweight with his daughter and, like, struggling to play with her. And then a year and a half goes by and he's in the best shape of his life, like, running around and, like, chasing her. And, like, and she was just, like, being so proud of him, and, like, it was so cute. And he looked, I kid you freaking not, 15 years younger.
Oh my god, that's so amazing.
This guy, like, that is incredible. It just shows you, like, if you want to do it, you can do it.
Yeah, and that it's never too late. Like, I think people tell themselves that like, once you pass a certain age, it's too late to get in shape now, like, my body's already decrepit, or whatever you're gonna convince yourself of.
Oh, I'm already this weight, there's no way I'm gonna get any lighter, or whatever. Like, you can do it. It's just like, I don't know if you heard that bit. Just crazy. But on the fitness note, I would say the past few months I've been in a little bit of a fitness funk, if that's what you want to call it.
Freaking too.
But I think I'm finally crawling out of it. And it's all thanks to Meg. Like, truly, 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 because Meg's, like, been in the process of my fitness journey for so long now, and kind of seeing where I'm, like, struggling and where, like, with a coach, I should say.
Because you've had a couple different coaches.
I have. And, like, mostly Tori, and she's freaking amazing. Yeah. And I learned so much from her and gosh, I'm so grateful for her. And then I stopped working with Tori for a little bit just because, like, my life got insane, as you all know. And then I started working with another girl who's local, and it was just, like, she was incredible too, but just someone who put my program together, I could say.
Yeah,
right?
Tori, like, was
just
more, like, one-on-one checking yes, in. It was yes. a little bit more time-consuming to coach with her. Not in a bad way at all.
No, it
like,
was,
you
like,
just got
best,
so busy.
Actually.
Yeah,
yeah. And, my life just kind of got flipped around a little bit, so it was tricky to, like, schedule things with her. And then, like, Meg, hello, she's certified now, and she's, whoop, whoop. Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, yeah, the last podcast we recorded was right after right I wrote after. My exam, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it?
Was it, or have we recorded
no,
one?
No, no. Last one was alcohol, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
So Meg put a program together for me, and it's so great because I don't feel silly asking her questions. And it's not that, like, anyone else has made me feel that way. It's just sometimes I, like I was in the middle of a workout last week, and I texted her two words, and I was like, I'm sending these to you so I remember what to voice note you after, because I just have a quick question. And I don't feel, like, judged or, like, no question is silly for Meg. Like, she just doesn't make you feel that way whatsoever. And I'm so, like, thankful. And, you just, like, really make me understand everything.
Oh,
so you, like, brought a new spark into my
That makes me so happy.
I'm so excited. I'm so, so, so excited about it. Yeah.
Initially, when I had put Chantel's program together for her, the idea was just going to be like, I know you know what you're doing. Chantel's been working out way longer than I have. I just became, like, so obsessed with fitness when I got into it that I, like, dove headfirst into it and wanted to know everything that I could. But I know that Chantel knows what she's doing in the gym. So my idea was just to put a program together for her. I'm like, you obviously have my contact information. Like, you can let me know whenever you want if you have questions. But I didn't want to step on her toes because I know that, like, she knows what she's doing. But it's been so fascinating just, like, receiving the notifications that you're done your workout, and I'm looking at them and I'm like, okay, I know she can push herself harder here. So, like, I need to, it's just been so cool to, like,
it's like a full circle
break
moment,
it down.
Right? It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's cool. It's awesome because I remember you coming to me to bring you to the gym because you were so nervous, but now you're here. You are,
oh my
putting
God,
together a friggin' workout plan for me. It's so cool.
Actually, that is so crazy to think about, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I have not, and it is 2 weeks or sorry, 2 years to the like week, literally. Like, I started going to the gym in February.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's so crazy.
And yeah,
feels like a lifetime ago.
It does feel like a lifetime ago.
We used to actually go to the same gym at the same time almost every day.
Believe I had a life before fitness. Like, I don't. What was I
doing?
What was I doing? Like, how was I getting by? Like, the way that it has absolutely transformed my life and how I think about myself and how I feel in my body. I just, this is why I had to, like, online coach. Like, other people need to feel this.
I know.
And that's my goal because, by the way, I online coach now.
Yeah, she does.
So much has happened in the last 2 weeks for me. And I feel like it's finally making sense. I feel like I'm jumping around like a freaking pinball machine right now to different topics, but I finally feel like my months of stress at my corporate job make sense because I am so busy right now with things that I enjoy and I don't feel overwhelmed because it's like nothing compared to the stress that I felt with my corporate job. And I feel like if I hadn't have gone through those months of stress at my full-time 9-to-5, I would have felt stressed
right now
in this stage of my life, even though it's doing things that I love. So much is going on, and I've literally picked up 2 extra jobs since I last spoke on the podcast. Like, I've launched a one-on-one coaching business, and I started teaching my first classes at a gym last weekend. So I'm teaching group fitness on the weekends too, and I just don't feel overwhelmed about it at all. Like, I recognize that it's a lot, and I'll be honest, like, I'm really tired, and, like, my body's really tired. Like, not just like, oh, I could go for a nap right now. Like, my body just feels exhausted, but I'm, like, just so happy. Like, I feel like it's just happening. Like, I'm nowhere near my end goal or where I want to be, but, like, I feel like the ball is finally rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I feel like you really need to take that in and, like, be so proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm. I have had a few moments. Like, when I posted, I got together with a videographer friend of mine, and I recorded a launch for my one-on-one online coaching business. And I posted it on Instagram, and like 3 minutes after I posted it, I just like broke into tears, and I didn't expect that at all. But I was just like, this is what it's all led up to. Like, mm-hmm. It's just so crazy to think about. It's so wild. I'm not going to cry right now.
But please do.
I'm only like half asleep. That's why I'm considering crying right now.
It's so incredible. And it's like, just so much has gone mm-hmm. into it. So much like mental, physical, emotional, like every bit of you.
And I think what's like, my end goal here is to be able to teach enough classes at Lifetime, at the gym that I'm teaching classes at, and have enough online coaching clients that I can quit my corporate job. If any of my bosses are listening, I don't care. Mm-hmm. That is my goal. I want to be able to quit my corporate job and just literally do fitness all the time. And I've been having, like, it's really been hitting me lately, like how much, and I'm already doing all of the work, so it's not like I'm realizing how much work it takes to get, like, reach your dreams, but I'm realizing it in the sense that I feel like I need like to show other people that like it takes. I've had so many people say to me, like, you're so lucky that you like are so passionate about fitness. Like, you're so lucky, you know what you want to do. And that is like such a small piece of the puzzle. Like, I do feel very lucky that I have a passion, but the amount of work it takes to live the life that you want to live. Like, this isn't just luck fell in my lap and I got to do all, like, I got all these fun, cool experiences. Like, it takes working your ass off. And you know this too, because like, you are so successful in the hair industry, and how many years have you put into getting to where you are? It's not a fluke. It's not by accident. It's not because we're happy, positive people. Like, it takes a lot of hard work and effort to get to where you want to be. And I'm not even close to, like I said, where I want to be, but there's been so much that's gone into it. And I think like a lot of people negate how much hard work goes into like your end goal. And they're so quick to give up because it feels like it's too much work and it shouldn't take that much work. But like, that's what sets successful people apart from like living a mediocre life. I'm rambling now.
No, I'm loving this. I'm like listening and being like making all these internal mental notes to talk about, because it's so true. Mm-hmm. It's sorry. It's like a lot of situations too. You can talk about it with your goals. You can talk about it with your life. If you're making a hard decision in your life right mm-hmm. now, like, okay, I'll just say it, like, with whatever's going on in my life, right? Like with my separation and with my boys and stuff, like how many times have I like cried to you being like, it would just be so easy. It would be so much easier to just go back. Mm-hmm. Cause yeah. it would.
Yeah.
Like it would make everything right now easier. Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
but it would make everything in 2 years from now, in 1 year from now, in 5 years from now, so damn hard. Mm-hmm.
It's short-term pain for long-term gain.
And that's exactly it. And it's like, you have to keep trekking. You have to keep, like, even if you're crawling, crawl. Mm-hmm. You know? Like,
yeah.
You don't always have to be, and I've had to learn this, you don't always have to be running, right? Like, I'm used to be very good at, like, go, 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 go. I'm checking off all the boxes. I'm doing all the things. I'm feeling very accomplished, very proud of myself, very this, this, and that. And then when things slow down, I'm very quick to feel like I'm not doing enough. Mm-hmm. And I'm very quick to feel like, oh, am I not still, like, doing well?
Yeah.
Like, where, you know, I'm very quick to let my ego take over.
Yeah.
And, but we really need to remind ourselves that, like, you don't always have to be running. You can crawl. You can, mm-hmm. you know, walk slowly. Like, it shouldn't always be fast paced. It shouldn't always be like good things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times it's a struggle, mm-hmm. right? And it's doing those hard things that are going to get you to where you want to be.
Yeah. I always think about speed and direction don't matter. It's all about momentum. Just keep the ball rolling.
Yeah.
As long as you are taking baby steps. And we talk so much about, like, baby goals are so important. Like, you need to recognize your small little wins. And I think about that a lot when I'm cleaning, which is kind of random, but like, you know, when you're like so overwhelmed and everything feels so messy and like, sometimes you think like, oh, it's not even worth sweeping the kitchen because then I'm going to feel like I have to sweep the rest of the house. Like I would have to, where am I going with this?
I know what you're saying though.
You know, like I'm very quick to be like, oh, but even if like, if I pick this thing up and put it away, yeah, the rest of the place is messy, but like that's one less thing that I have to pick up and put away later.
Yeah.
I'm really good at thinking like that with cleaning. I feel like I should like be able to channel that in my personal life a little better, but no, I'm really proud of myself for how much work I've put in and how much resilience I've shown myself and discipline. And just like, I'm really proud. Like if I had have told myself 2 years ago that I would be here today, I like actually would not have believed myself. Like I am a whole new human being. It's crazy. It's crazy what like just doing the damn thing does to you, you know, like just like, we haven't mentioned this quote in a while, but my sister asked me about it yesterday and I was reminded of it. She was like, what's that quote that you always say that's like, every person has two lives? And I was like, oh my God, I haven't thought about this in so long, but every person has two lives and the second one begins when you realize you only have one. And I'm just like so happy we're on our second life. Like it's the best thing ever.
That quote, like every time I hear it, it slaps me in the face and it makes me just sit there and be like, so grateful and so blessed to be where I am mentally.
Right? I just like
if I didn't have the mentality that I have, I'm just like, I'm aware of it. I'm aware it's unique. Again, it's another reason why I'm so grateful like you and I have connected, because it's the same mindset. And I'm sad for anyone who doesn't have it. But it takes practice. Like, and I don't want to say that on here and you guys be like, oh, well, I don't have that because I'm not blessed with that.
Yeah.
No. I had to teach myself it. Like, you don't just get it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes, we are very high energy people.
Mm-hmm. But like, aside from that, my energy has nothing to do with my,
But the only reason I brought that up is because I feel like a lot of people get a different perspective on us. Like when they look at us from the outside or know that our energy level is up like this, it's like, well, of course, you're so positive all the time. Or like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nope.
I just like actually don't know how to act any differently. Yeah, like, same. I'm just
even when I think I'm energy. Like being a Debbie Downer, people are like, no, you're not at all.
Yeah. And you're so quick to remind me of that, too. Like, if I'm having like an off day and I'm messaging like, you and I'm just like, hey, best friend, sorry I'm bringing really bad energy in right now. You're like, your bad energy is like nothing such at good all. Energy yeah. Still.
And you know what? I realize this with myself. This past few weeks too, I was really sick last week, I think it was. I got hit really hard with strep throat. And you know what I've recognized this in the past before, but again, when I went to the doctors, is it took me fighting for antibiotics for them to prescribe me with something when meanwhile I was in fact very, very sick. And I think it's because like of the way I go in. Like, I'm not dying when I'm talking to them. Like, yes, I had a very high fever and I was on Advil and I had no voice. But I bet you that is still way higher energy than the average person who's going into a walk-in clinic. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I think about often is you going into...
Labor.
Labor?
Oh, no.
Have we talked about this?
No.
Do you have a story about you? Were you positive through labor?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh my God. I was just going to say you walking into a Popeyes and the lady wouldn't let you buy pre-workout because you had enough energy.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I think about this all the time. I'm like, girl, you are not doing your job right.
She didn't let me buy it. She was like, yeah, I actually can't. I can't let you buy this. And I was like,
what do you mean? Like there's a law around here, it or something?
I was thinking that she was thinking I was underage because I used to get that all the time, right? I'm like, oh, she probably thinks I'm 10 years old.
Do you have to be of age to buy pre-workout? Well,
I mean, like you probably shouldn't serve it to someone who's like really, like she probably thought I was freaking like Lincoln's age. I don't know. But anyways, that's what crazy. I was thinking. She's like, she obviously didn't.
Yeah.
Because she told me why. She's like, you already have enough energy. Like this will really set you over the edge. And I was like, I remember calling Justin as soon as I got out there. I'm like, so they didn't sell it to me. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, they didn't sell it to me.
But what did Justin say about that?
He died laughing. Like, he's like, that's insane. I went back the next day with someone else and bought it. So stupid. But when I was at the clinic, it's like I was, that was me in severe pain, but mm-hmm. I bet you I still had way more like happiness to me than the average person. I believe people. That. I believe mm-hmm. that. I do think that. And okay, so onto the topic of me in labor. When I went into labor with Lincoln, he's my firstborn, so I had no idea what was happening. I go in and I give them all my information. I'm checking in. And the lady looks at me and she goes, oh, yeah, you're going to get sent home. Like, you're way too happy to be in labor right now. There's no way you're in labor. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know. Like, send me home then. But I think my water broke. Like, I don't know. And she's like, no, there's no way. You're way too happy. And I was like, what? Okay. So they checked me. No. I was already, like, ready to go.
Oh, my God.
They were like, yeah, you're not going home. Like, you're ready to have this baby. I had Lincoln that day. So it's
that's
like
so crazy.
It's so crazy, right? But I'm just a happy person, guys. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like,
I'm
just living
that I'm not miserable. And I actually loved labor. Like, I would, like, not planning on having any other children, but I loved labor. Like, it was so exciting to me.
Oh, my God, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved
I've
it.
I've literally never heard that opinion about labor before ever. Oh, that's so amazing.
I love talking to my pregnant clients because I think I'm, the very bare minimum who is, like, I don't scare them. I'm like, no, go into it. Do this. It's so
why
exciting.
Did you like it?
It's such a magical moment. And I know that sounds so like cliche and silly, like, oh, it's like whatever. But it was just awesome. Like, I'm about to have a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, what the heck? That mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It's so cool. And it's like the unknown. And you know you're in a safe place. And like I'm crazy. I think if I, like, I'm not having any more children. But if I was at the age that I am right now and I was, say I was expecting a baby and whatever, I would love to do like a home birth. Like,
really? Like, yeah. In a pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff like just is so cool to me, but not happening. But I do, like, I miss labor. It was so cool. I remember being like just so excited. Like, it was.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
I think if like nothing other than the baby came out of me when I was giving birth, I'd be down for like a water birth.
I know. I say
but I
that,
think that
but,
I
like,
would be. But honestly, like, I've never been through birth. I'm sure you're not even thinking about what else is floating around in the pool with you. So I'm sure.
No,
it's
you
like,
don't.
Yeah, no,
I didn't
you have
even
no
think
idea
of that right now. Like, as I know what
yeah.
else come, like, I don't even know.
I don't know why that's my first thought. I'm like, ooh, but like all my little clots are gonna be in there.
No, you don't even. You know, you wouldn't even think of that. Honestly, when I had Lincoln, the option was to be in a tub, and I wanted that so bad because I love baths.
Why couldn't you get it?
Because he came too quick.
Really? Yeah. Like, you could have actually had it. He
yeah,
just came so fast.
Yeah. Link. Yep.
I bet you that feels like if somebody's done both, I bet you a like a water birth feels so much better. Because
totally.
I would assume the water is like decently warm.
Yeah, it would like relax.
Like,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
It would just like flow, maybe.
So
I don't know.
Interesting.
Never given birth, so still unsure how that would work. But that's
anyways,
amazing.
I
that
do
you
believe,
like labor.
I do believe that like the outside world looks in on us, or like when we present ourselves somewhere, you know, they think like, or they think, oh, we have it all together, or mm-hmm. we're so lucky this all landed in our lap, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because of our positive energy mm-hmm. and our uplifting attitude. But it's like
our positive energy and uplifting attitude absolutely helps us to like see the good in things, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean like, oh my God, no.
There's days where we're like hanging on by a damn thread.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And just because, like, we know how to show up with kindness and, like, offer it in every area of our life doesn't mean that we're always feeling good on the inside. Like, you should always lead with kindness in anything. You have no idea when somebody is choking on tears or doing everything they can to get through the day.
So true.
And, like,
it's the easiest thing in the world, too. Like,
literally.
It is the easiest thing to be kind to people. You have no idea what someone is going through. You have no clue.
Especially like, I mean, be kind to everybody, but when you're at the friggin' grocery store, when you're at a restaurant, when you're at a fast food place, like these young people that are making the bare minimum of money, like be a good person. Like,
honestly.
Oh my God, that nothing drives me crazier than people being rude to like minimum wage workers.
I know.
It's actually so insane. And like, especially at a fast food restaurant. That drives me so mental because I'm just like, your burger is going to be ready in 70 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to complain about?
And you're actually so lucky that you're able to go somewhere and buy yourself a burger. Like,
literally.
There's so many people in this world that would die for that. Mm-hmm. So shut up.
Yeah. Seriously.
I hate when I see people being rude to other people. It's just like the worst in the whole entire world. I don't know. No one deserves it.
Nobody deserves it. Well, I mean, some people deserve it.
Okay. Well, if you want to go there, we can.
Some people deserve a little something, something. I don't have anybody coming to mind right now, but there's definitely some dicks out there.
Yeah.
That need to be put in their place. Anyways, yeah, I think I'm withering away.
I know. I was honestly just going to say to you, like, I feel like that's a good episode.
We've just gotten so like monotone and chill as it's gone on.
I know.
We got all of our energy out in the beginning. It's probably close to midnight at this point.
Which is insane. Like, I need to get home because I'm not going to get home for another like 35 minutes. And Logie has an exciting day tomorrow.
No hockey in the morning because of the game, right?
Not
going to
go hockey in the morning. He does have hockey in the morning. But the
boys, they still have them playing, yeah, even though.
The boys are at Graham's tonight having a little sleepover, and that means they stayed up late. So by the time I get back to Bethany, I honestly, like, getting back to Durham for, like, 7 a.m. to go to hockey, and then Logan's playing at the Oshawa Generals game tomorrow. Meg and Luke are coming, which is so exciting.
Can't wait to see
We were eating dinner the other night, and we were like, Loki, are you so excited? He's like, I'm really excited to see Meg.
What a cutie pie. Do they wear their bracelets? Mm-hmm.
They love
We have matching bracelets.
Yeah, they love Meg so much, and it's so special, like, seeing your best friend love your kids like her own is, like, so incredible. It's so awesome. Oh my God, like, they're the best. Seeing them love her, like, love you so much, too.
That's been the best part, because I think for the first, like, 3 years of our friendship, they were, like, just nervous around me. Not, like, they'd be nervous around any new person, but, yeah, like, they just, like, could not get comfortable with me.
Yeah.
Understandably. Like, they were so little. But now it's just not like that at all anymore.
Like, I'll be voice noting you, and they'll be like, is that Meg? Meg, I love you. Hi. Hi, Meg. I miss you.
Like, can I sing Meg my song?
Yeah. Logan's singing a song. It's so cute. Anyways, guys, I hope you're killing it. Mm-hmm. I hope you're proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. Just remember to, like, keep trekking one foot in front of the other.
Yep.
Don't record a podcast at midnight. It's the silliest idea in the whole entire world, but
we did it.
We did it. And we appreciate you all so much.
Yes.
And
thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on Monday when this comes out, I hope that you have the greatest start to your week ever. Tell yourself it's going to be such a good week, and it will be. Look for all the good. If you wanted to reach out or say hi or really anything at all, we would love to chat with you. You can find us on Instagram at Mind and Muscle Podcast.
In a few weeks.